My name's Jono Bacon.
My name's Stuart Langridge.
And this was
Shot of Jack.
So, after 9 months, about 70 shows, and over 3,000 contributions to the discussion, we've decided to wrap up Shot of Jack. And the reason for this is quite simple, is that we're incredibly busy.
Yes, this is unfortunately, real life has caught up upon us, and we're finding it increasingly hard to devote as much love to the show as we want to, really.
Yeah, and I think the thing is if you're going to do something, you've got to do it right. And
agreed.
We both basically came to the conclusion that doing a half-assed attempt at Shot of Jack wouldn't be fun for anybody. But I have to say, just looking back over the last 9 months, I'm really proud of what we've achieved because, you know, we set out with quite a new format that some people have nicknamed as shotcasting. And an experiment to see whether it would actually work. And I'd say that given the, you know, given the sheer quantity of comments that we've had, like I say, over 3,000 over the about 70 shows, I'd say that it proves that short blasts of audio that, you know, can stimulate some discussion. And some shows, you know, some shots we'd have only 10 or 15 comments, and then some would have over 100. So
I think it's interesting. I mean, the punishing schedule is a little bit of a problem, but what,
you're not kidding, seriously.
But what I'd really like to see is I can imagine if people were out there thinking about doing some podcasting or whatever, if you did things something like this, a short form thing, think of it as Twitter rather than real podcasting is blogging, then yeah, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily have to do it twice a week because it is punishing, be told, right? Caveat podcast.
Yeah.
But if you did some occasionally, and if lots of people did it, then you'd still get that regular clock over from loads of different places. At the moment, it's quite difficult to get hold of. One of the reasons that we thought about doing Shot of Jack originally, the whole shotcasting thing, was because it was designed to fit into gaps in your day. When we were recording Lug Radio, one of the complaints that we always had was that someone had to set aside an hour and a half of their life to listen to it, and people didn't have an hour and a half, which is quite right, you know?
Yeah.
So, precisely the idea was to do something short which starts the conversation, which we managed. So I'd love to see other people doing something like this.
Yeah, I would as well. I'd love to see somebody taking over the concept and doing it, or taking it into a variety of areas. I'd love to see the shotcasting approach be used in, you know, if somebody wants to do it about anime, or somebody wants to do it about music, or wants to do it about open source or whatever. I think the shotcasting approach is an interesting one. The other thing which we have to say is that while I'm proud of our achievement and I'm proud of the community that formed around Shot of Jack and will continue to form around Shot of Jack, you know, as it becomes a historical item as opposed to an active ongoing item, one of the things although I'm proud of that, we only really achieved part of our original vision, because what we talked about a lot was just between the two of us was the idea of building in the conversation into your desktop. So we talked about setting up an application which we called App of Jack, where in fact Ack wrote much of a prototype of it, and it would basically be an app where you can go and you can browse the current shots, you can listen to them inside the app with GStreamer, and then you can actually have the conversation within the app, and little notification bubbles pop up when you see a new part of the conversation, and it kind of brings the listener and the contributor closer to the discussion, because you don't have to constantly remember to go to a website. You know, it doesn't have to live in your tab in your browser all day. It's running and it's always there updating you with information. And I think if we'd have not been busy with other stuff and had the time to commit to it, that would have been a really interesting experiment as well. So see whether the desktop integration of Shot of Jack would have been,
yeah,
you know, where that would have worked.
I mean, that's an absolutely perfect example of not having enough time, because we've had the app planned for ages, and as Jono says, I got most of a prototype written. We both got most of a prototype written. Jono did all the hard audio bits, and but we didn't get it finished precisely because we don't have enough time. Didn't have enough time to do that and the shots, and now we don't even have enough time to do the shots, to be honest. But
yeah,
that code's available. So if someone else wanted to pick up on that and point it
yeah.
at other podcasts, the idea is precisely to to help you to join the conversation while you're listening. So at the moment, you know, you'll listen to, and then you have to remember to go to the website and then type in a comment and then check back on the website to see if anyone's responded to your comment, if anything else is coming on. So the idea was that you'd be listening to it and entering comments just as you're doing it without having to worry about going to the web or anything like that. And
yeah.
And just integrating it into part of your life. And it would be cool to see that approach be taken by other things. I know Fab, for example, has been doing short, short shot podcasts. And
Is that 4 or 5 minutes of bollocking someone about free software?
No, you see, we sorted it out. Fab and I misunderstood, and
I'm only joking, Fab. We love you,
and we had a conversation about it. All got sorted out. That was nice. But those of you who don't know what the hell we're talking about, don't worry about it. But I really like that idea of integrating the conversation and making it a part of the podcast. If you look at most podcasts have some kind of user discussion going on, whether it's in a forum attached to their website or on IRC or something like that. And
yeah.
I really think there's something to be said for the idea of doing something which is that kind of community focus, I suppose, bringing everybody into it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting because people sometimes ask me, and I'm sure they've asked you as well, about how you make a podcast. In fact, this happened to me yesterday where a guy who's really interested in Blender and the GIMP and stuff like that is interested in setting up a podcast about 3D graphics and graphic design. And you're sort of saying, I listen to Lug Radio and I listen to Shot of Jack. How do you do it? How do you go about doing it? And, you know, we're just the same bumbling idiots as anybody else. We are absolute amateurs.
It's not that hard.
it's really not that hard. But one of the conclusions I've come away with is that I believe podcasts need to be innovative. And what I mean by that is not necessarily technologically innovative, but for example with Lug Radio, it was just such an outrageous show, and you know, it was just a wicked sense of humor and ridiculous concepts and sketches and a really ballsy critique of the open source world that I felt like that was innovative. In the same way that with Shot of Jack, I felt like the innovation there was short bursts of content that triggered discussion. And you know, I think that we've seen this elsewhere. The Linux Link Tech Show guys, they really innovated because they were one of the first groups to actually do, podcasting in Linux, and they figured a lot of that stuff out. And the live streaming and the Linux Outlaws, you know, really innovated around the idea of two people being in two different countries and working together. And I think that that's what's part of the success, is that fun shows to listen to are ones that are different and interesting and unique.
Do something different. Don't just say, "Well, I'm going to do a podcast about this subject and I'll just do it the same way that someone else has done it." Think of something that you think would be cool to listen to that other people aren't doing, and then do that. People have asked me exactly the same question they've asked you, and a lot of people worry about, well, how do I do something that people will want to listen to? Don't worry about that. Right, just do something that you would like to listen to, and either it'll get a big audience or it won't. But you'll be doing something you enjoy doing. You know, you're not being paid by some media organization to produce something which is great for the public. You're doing it for fun, so make sure it is fun. You know,
yeah, that was one of the things I loved about, particularly when we were doing Lug Radio, was that we just didn't give a shit. I mean, it was like, I remember us having conversations in my kitchen when we rented that house.
Yeah.
And I remember us saying, you know, if people don't like Lug Radio, they're not the kind of people we want listening to it anyway. And it was just such an arrogant attitude towards our listeners.
It was, incredibly. But it means that you build a community around your show who are a community you enjoy hanging out with, you enjoy interacting with, you enjoy talking to. That when people join the conversation, it makes the conversation will be interesting. And that's what I think. So I'm really pleased with what we did with Shot of Jack. I wish we could continue it, but we're just too damn busy. And it makes me sad.
Well, that's it. I mean, we have busy day jobs and, I've got Severed Fifth going on, and I've learned from that. You know, I don't want to starve that of of time. And I know you've got other stuff going on in your life, and we've been talking about other projects, shall we say? I think it's the right time to lay it down, and let's hope that somebody else takes the formula and runs with it. So.
Yeah. Okay. So we were at the very start of the conversation, and now we're the end of it. But thank you very much. One of the things that I really should say is thank you very much to everyone who listened and became part of the conversation, because it made the show great fun to do. There is a reason there were 3,000 comments and not 3. And it's because of everyone listening to this. So thank you very much from both of us to all of you.
Yep. And we'll not see you in the next shot of Jack, but we'll see you elsewhere.
We'll see you elsewhere.